Hey, greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steele-Smith. Both in the ministry that God's blessed us with in South Africa and in our business interests in South Africa, the US, and Australia, I get the sense that God is really doing something new. The past few years, both the COVID and the post-COVID years, have been equal parts challenging, opportunity-laden, but at times downright confusing for so many of us. And in the challenging times in particular, we can take heart and encouragement from the promises in God's word. Isaiah 43:18-20 says, "Stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember these former things. I'm doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I'll make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. Wild beasts, jackals, and owls will glorify me, for I supply streams of water in the desert and rivers in the wilderness to satisfy the thirst of my people, my chosen ones, so that you, whom I have shaped and formed for myself, will proclaim my praise." Friends, this is a powerful and emotive scripture, but let's dig deeper into it for a minute or two. Last Saturday would have been my late father's 95th birthday, and truthfully, reading this passage brings a tear to my eye, just as it did when he prayed over my family and I as we departed Sydney International Airport to relocate to Cape Town a decade or so ago. And just as he definitely did a new and wondrous thing all those years ago, he being God, I sense that he is doing so again right now. Friends, this whole chapter is looking at the release of the Jews out of captivity, and importantly, beyond that, to the salvation of mankind in Jesus' death and resurrection. Verse 18 starts with a rebuke to stop focusing on the past, but more so that the Jews should not be limited by the past, but rather, as it says in verse 19, that they should look forward to greater things even than God had done for them in the days of old. This, then, should also remind us that the things of old would not just be repeated, but rather bettered. I think that in this crazy season that the world is in, with all the polarization, all the deep economic and social challenges, this is a particularly relevant exhortation to look forward, not back, and to look forward with expectation, and one that is not limited by past glories, past ways of doing life, and past habits. Just as we shouldn't be focused on things getting back to normal, nor should we focus on the new normal, but rather we should be looking forward to a greater future encompassing God's new blessings and all of the lessons of this season that we've all been in. And just as this passage encouraged the Jews to not be surprised by the new mercies and the way being made in the wilderness, nor should we be surprised by God's provision and the new grace that will come ahead of this crazy season of famines, war, and uncertainty. And just as God saw the Jews safely to the promised land, so too will he bring us out of the challenges of this current present season. So let me ask you, friends, do you not yet perceive it? I believe that this scripture read today is a great and timely reminder to us that we are not created for our own enjoyment and fulfillment, but rather we were created to love, to walk intimately with, and ultimately to praise our God. Friends, are we praising God not just with our lips, but also in our lives and by giving up ourselves to his service? Of one thing I'm certain, and that is that the more that we praise God, the greater the fulfillment of the purpose and destiny of our lives becomes. Not because of what we get. You see, we already got everything and then some on the cross of Calvary. But rather because our purpose is fulfilled, because we simply have the privilege of living praise-filled lives, always and in all things, giving praise to our God. Friends, as we wrap up, I want to share a little of the continued testimony of a number of the gang lads who are trying their darndest with God's help to get out of the cycle of gangsterism, poverty, hopelessness, and violence that they were literally born into. A couple of weeks ago in Manenberg, some of my gang lad friends, my great friend Mark Maingar, the CEO of Outside the Bowl Africa, and I launched a new social enterprise business designed to support and help provide a path out of gangsterism for many, hopefully many of our gang lads. And I'm so excited about this. I really cannot quite adequately describe my excitement. Over the past decade of living in South Africa, I've so badly wanted to launch business initiatives like this. But this past 9 months, as I've commuted backwards and forwards to South Africa, and I've thus had more time to think, plan, pray, and yes, even dream, this and other nascent enterprises designed by and for the gang lads, and ultimately for their and their local community's benefits, have been able to spring forth, much like the rivers in the wasteland of this wonderful passage. So as for me, I can definitely perceive it.